Have you ever found out that somebody saved something and you looked at it and went, why are you saving this? Why do you have this for so long? 312-946-4995.
This show sucks.
Wrong again.
The Scotty K Show.
My brother and I was helping my mom move some stuff out of her storage unit, and we're going through it. My mom saves everything. I don't know why she saves everything. And then she always said, do you want this? Do you want to take this home with you? I'm like, Mom, our wives would kill us if we take home all of these things you try to give us. But I was, one, kind of shocked at some of the stuff she did save. Like, some of them were books from her, like, junior college. And she's like, these are great books. Do you want these? Do the kids want these? Like, her grandkids? And we're both kind of like, Mom, we have the internet. We don't need this book from 1970. We're good. But then the other thing she saved was this coffee maker, this coffee container. And I'm not just trying to rag on my mom, but this thing was from easily 1960s. And it was like a party size one, right? With a little spout at the bottom, but it was like a yellow and I don't know. It looked like it came, like it give you lead poisoning if you put coffee in there. And also, you'd have to have like 50 people over to have coffee to use this thing. But she was insistent. You got one of you should take it. This thing's great. What if you need it? What if you want to have a lot of people over for a party? I'm like, I'm not going to put anything but vodka maybe in this thing. I don't know what you're talking about. So anyways, I was like, I don't know why you save these things. 312-946-4995. Who's saving what that you're confused about? Maybe you're helping somebody move and you're like, why do you still have this? Maybe, you know, unfortunately, maybe your parents passed away and you went through their stuff and you're like, oh my, I can't believe you saved this for 50 years. Why? Why do we need this? Maybe it's your husband now that has something from college. Let's go to Downers Grove. Nicole, what you heard that my mom saved all kinds of stuff from like the 70s in her storage unit. What made you say, why did you save this?
So I was cleaning out my aunt's basement, and she was downsizing, and she had saved a whole bunch of stuff, and like a hoarder basement, and we found a cigar box with two dead birds in it.
Oh my God. Did you ask why, or were you afraid to?
We did, but there was no real good answer to why you put the birds in a box. But,
yeah, I think there's two things. One, why do you have two birds in a box? Two, why did you save these two birds in a box?
Exactly.
And there was no answer for those two things?
Well, the birds were her pet birds that had passed away, but she never buried them or anything. She just
saved her dead birds in a cigar box?
Yes.
Gross. So what did you do with them? Did you keep them still?
She tried to save them, and somebody said, no, absolutely not, and we tossed them.
Yeah, good, because next time you're coming over for dinner, like, hey, what's for dinner? Cockatiel. Never mind. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Summertime in Chicago is the